Time for our weekly review of state news with News Guy Noah Ovshinsky. The biggest story this week focused on Wisconsin's job numbers and how the Badger State has been performing compared to the rest of the nation.
The Joint Finance Committee is still debating certain items in the state budget. We'll learn what legislation is holding up the budget process and when it'll be ready for the next step.
And a new report sheds light on the rising drug problem around the country and in Wisconsin.
But right now we're joined by WPR's acting managing editor, Noah Ovshinsky, and he'll give us the latest on these stories. Noah, welcome to Central Time.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Now, even under single-party control, the Assembly, Senate, and Governor's Office are at odds over some key issues, aren't they?
Yeah. So I thought, and many observers would have thought at this point, that the Joint Finance Committee would have actually finalized their budget recommendations and the budget itself would be in the hands of the Assembly and Senate. That is not the case as we speak. The goal for the JFC was to actually have its work done by Memorial Day. As we know, that's a while back. If you look at the past two budget cycles, the budget was either sent to the governor at this point in time or just about on its way to his desk. So by any measure, things are running a bit behind.
So what's the hang up here?
There are two big issues and some smaller ones that seem to be holding up the budget process. The first is a financing deal for the new Bucks Arena. There really is an ongoing debate, and it's been going on now for a few months, about whether it should be included in the budget or should be considered as a separate piece of legislation. There is a lot of disagreement about how much of the final tab each stakeholder is going to pick up, the total cost. And when I say stakeholders, I mean the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, the state, and of course, the Bucks owners.
So what's the other issue that's hanging things up?
The other big issue is transportation. Governor Walker proposed borrowing over $1 billion. I think the exact number was like $1.3 billion to pay for roads. That's what he included in his budget. Republicans in the legislature have largely rejected that strategy. They do not like that much borrowing. The question being debated now is how much borrowing can they stomach in order to pay for these repairs?
Now, if the amount of borrowing is shrinking and there's no new revenue, how are they going to pay for the roads then?
Well, new revenue at this point is really not a possibility or not likely a possibility. A proposal to increase certain fees was rejected by Governor Walker. So both sides of the debate are left with this sort of negotiating what projects will or won't get done. Walker himself has said his DOT should have the final say, but it looks like lawmakers may be determining actually what gets fixed at the end of the day.
Hmm. So what happens next with this?
These negotiations are happening behind closed doors, so it's really unclear what the timeline might be. The JFC could meet next week or not. We'll have to see.
Moving on to another topic, a national report says drug overdoses have become the leading cause of injury in 36 states, including Wisconsin.
Yeah, and this is one of those stories that I think really takes your breath away. I knew drug overdoses and drug use in general were a huge issue in the state. We've done series on this in the newsroom, but this report really put it in perspective. And when we talk about injury, we mean not just overdoses, but the health issues that result from drug use, such as hepatitis C and HIV.
But the report also looked at overdoses, right?
Yes. And according to the Trust for America's Health, overdoses have actually now surpassed motor vehicle-related deaths in most states. That should give people some pause, given how common car accidents are.
Hmm. Now, where does Wisconsin rank nationwide in overdose deaths? How do we compare?
According to this report, Wisconsin had the 29th highest rate when the years between 2011 and 2013 are averaged. That's including those 2 years. The scope of the problem becomes even clearer, actually, when you look at the raw numbers, the number of deaths from overdoses. And according to the Department of Health Services, and this is to put it in historic perspective, 107 people died of an overdose in the year 2000. So we're talking about 15 years ago. 107 people. By 2012, that number had jumped to 485.
Hmm. Now, what's the state doing about it?
Lawmakers passed a bill last year that allows all first responders to be trained in the use of Narcan, which is really something that I consider to be something of a miracle drug. It can essentially save the life of somebody who is overdosing. The state also has a drug monitoring program that is supposed to cut down on so-called doctor shopping. Prescription drug abuse often leads to heroin, so painkillers have gotten a lot of attention at the state and federal level. Many states are actually require the use of this kind of monitoring system. At this point, Wisconsin does not require its use.
Well, this is an issue I guess we'll continue to be hearing more about in coming months. Another thing that happened this week was an important set of job numbers came out, right?
Right. And these are from what's called the Quarterly Census of Employment and Wages. And they are considered by most economists to be really the gold standard of job metrics. And this particular set of numbers give us really the complete picture of what happened during Governor Walker's first term.
And what did they show?
According to the numbers, Wisconsin ranked 35th in the nation and last in the Midwest for private sector job growth. And to put that sort of in perspective, our private sector jobs grew by 5.7% during Walker's first term, so 5.7%. Nationally, that number was 9.4%.
So how did states around Wisconsin do, the Midwestern neighbors of us do?
And it's helpful, I think, when we compare ourselves to them in particular, because, you know, comparing Wisconsin to California, for example, is not an apples to apples comparison. You know, Wisconsin and its neighboring states have something like, you know, they have similar economies. Michigan ranked 10th. Indiana was 18th. Minnesota was 23rd. Illinois was really just behind us at 33rd.
Right, and Wisconsin was 35th.
35th, exactly. So many of our Midwestern states are doing, in some cases, much, much better than Wisconsin.
Now, one of the numbers that's often been used when discussing job numbers in Wisconsin is how the impact Governor Walker's first term promise to create 250,000 jobs is doing. So how far did he get with that?
Wisconsin saw around 129,000 jobs created in Walker's first term. So that's, if my math is correct, just about halfway to his goal.
Now, these numbers also include 2014, right? So how did we fare last year?
So Wisconsin was 38th in the nation in private sector job growth in 2014. When you compare it to 2013, there was 1.5% growth. So to put that in perspective, the nationwide average was 2.6%. So again, our growth was slightly smaller than what we saw nationwide, and that was in 2014.
Now, another common way of evaluating the jobs picture is the unemployment rate. So how did that change during the governor's first term?
Right. This is something that, you know, we report on a lot, and it's actually the number that Governor Walker uses a lot when he describes the jobs picture in his first term. And when he took office, the unemployment rate was 8.1%. Right now, it's 4.4%. And so, you know, really quite a significant change over the course of the first term. And if you want to put that sort of 4.4% in a nationwide perspective, it's about 1% lower than the national rate. So Wisconsin, if you look at the unemployment rate, is better than the nationwide unemployment rate.
Well, I'm sure we'll be covering that in the weeks and months to come. Noah, thanks for stopping in this week.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Mike.
That was WPR's acting managing editor of news, Noah Obchinsky, giving us the latest on major stories from around the state this week.